Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
And can you tell me what this company is?
Well, I provide customer support for more than 400 companies. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Yes, ma'am. My bank account was tapped into with two different transactions, and it had this number that I called on it, but I'm not understanding why it's not saying a company name or anything.
Yes, ma'am. So if you're being charged, I'd like to locate this account so that we can see what's going on. May I have your first and last name?
Lisa Applegate. And what company are you representing?
Once I have access to that account, I will be more than happy to give you that information. I do need to verify your shipping address.
1826 Burtonville Road, Toadsboro, Kentucky, 41189.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So I've located this account for NutriSlim Keto and Cleanse. These are dietary supplements used to curb your appetite and stimulate your metabolism. So it looks like you're on a 14-day trial that started on the 3rd of May by paying shipping and handling. And at the end of that trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail, which is $91.89 for the cleanse and $92.90 for the keto.
No, ma'am, it needs to be canceled. I did not agree to that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, have you seen the benefits? I know it's only been a couple of weeks. Have you had a chance to see the benefits yet?
No, ma'am, but I didn't. Right now, I don't have the money to do this, and they've already tapped my bank account, and I did not get permission for that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Now, I do apologize for that. In the terms and conditions that were agreed to or at least acknowledged before placing the order, does state that it's on a 14-day trial. So what I could do for you, I'd like to offer you a free shipment of both the keto and the cleanse, and I can hold this billing off for 60 days. Give you a little more time
to try
it.
No, ma'am, I don't want to be charged for it. No. I don't have the money to do it. I cannot do it.
All right. So a free shipment would also offset those charges. Now, I can lock you in at a 35% discount if you'd like to continue.
No, ma'am. I need my money reimbursed. I do not have the money to do it.
And I do apologize. I'm unable to tamper with those charges at this time due to those terms and conditions. They are valid charges. My final suggestion would be to lock you in at a 50% discount. That's, again, putting the account on a billing hold for 60 days and a free shipment.
Well, that's okay. What I'll do is I'll go to the bank and I'll tell them that it's fraud because I never get permission for you to tap into my bank account. I did not give you permission to do that. So it's fraud.
All right. If you'll hang in there 1 second, let me contact my supervisor, okay? Just 1 second, please. All right, ma'am, I do apologize again for any misunderstanding. So I'm able to issue a 35% refund on those last two charges. Again, these are valid charges, but I do understand there may have been an oversight of the terms and conditions. Would you like me to go ahead with that 35% refund?
Ma'am, 35% of $200 is not going to cut it. I did not give permission for it. I was told $14.99 for shipping and handling, and, you know, if I wanted to repurchase more, I could. I do not have the money at this time to do it, and for you to tap into my bank account just because you got my account number, that is fraud.
Okay, 1 second, please. Let's see. All right. I will be able to help you. I'm trying to locate the easiest way here.
I'm not trying to be mean, but
I understand.
I'm an elderly woman, and I'm just telling you, I don't have the money.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. So I am able to issue a 50% refund to those charges. You'd see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
But, ma'am, 50% of something that you did not give permission for someone to take from you, that's not right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it was agreed to when placing the order, so there was an authorization there. If you'll hang in there, I'll get a override from my supervisor, okay? One second, please. All right, ma'am. So before I go any further, she's agreed to a 75% refund, and that is to both charges. Again, these are valid charges based off the terms and conditions. Would you be willing to accept that refund of 75%?
For the two free trials that I got, I'm getting 75% off of the $14.99 that I already paid for the shipping and handling. Is that what you're telling me?
Right. So these charges cover what you've already received as a trial product, but it was not canceled. And so, yes, ma'am, I was offering a refund of 75%. That is a risk-free trial. If it were canceled in those 14 days, there would have been no future charges.
Over the 14 days is what you're telling
me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you make sure it's canceled.
I will. If you'll just hang in there with me one second, please. All right. So I've issued a refund of $68.92 for the charge of $91.89. Okay. And you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. I'll go to the next order. All right. All right, and for the charge of $92.90, I'll be issuing a refund of $69.68. Again, you'll see that refund back in 3 to 5 business days. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, that number is C257-6-55-358.
Okay.
All right, it is canceled. I canceled both orders, the keto and the cleanse. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.